on the bus a few times, it'll feel a little bit nice to get to kind of hang back out and take in Milwaukee later tonight. 2-1, this is a little away for ball number three, a 3-1 count. Diaz, his first time up, drew that walk and has a chance to draw another one here with a 3-1 lead in the count. Any way you can get on base. What it feels like, and he's been doing a great job at that. The 3-1, and he checks his swing, but it seems like he went around, and yeah, he did. So strike number two, and he knew with the 3-1 count he probably shouldn't be swinging, and you could see as soon as he let that bat off his shoulder, he said, man, I shouldn't have let that go, and kind of pulled it back and shook his head a couple times. So now a 3-2 count with one away, but the pitch high, and Diaz is on base for the sixth time in six attempts. Drew Thompson going from first over to second base, and the rafters are cooking here in the top of the third. Just one out, and it brings up Noah Ruiz. Ruiz, another chance for an RBI. Well, I hate to say this, but the last time that Noah Ruiz had a 5 RBI game, his next game wasn't quite as good, to say the least. 0-1 here, but trying to change that into right field. This gets down for a hit, so Ruiz does change his odds with a single and loads the bases up. A blooper into right, dropped in front of Owen DeShazo. Not quite able to get to there, but over at second base, Drew Thompson wasn't sure if it was going to get caught or not. So he kind of stayed over there on second base and was only able to advance over to third. So the base is loaded, one out, and Pat Costin stepping up to the plate. Left-handed batter. It's a lefty-righty matchup. The first pitch outside for ball number one. Rafters only up one, would love to tack on another. On third base, it's Drew Thompson. On second, Chris Diaz. On first, Noah Ruiz. Thompson, the catcher for the Rafters. He's 0-1 in the game. This 1-0 is popped up into left field, reaching towards the wall. Left fielder giving it chase and just a little bit out of his reach at the wall. And so the count runs to 1-1. And Thompson, you watch his swing and you see some of the contact that he makes. And he just rips the ball when he gets a hold of one. And we're still waiting to see it, but you know he's got the power. And he's one of the better batters, at least raw talent-wise, that we've seen, but still working on putting it together. 1-1 count is at the knees for strike number two, and Costin is the beer batter, if you hear the crowd noise picking up in the mic. So everyone's hoping that he'll strike out here, at least from the Chinooks. But a 1-2 count, and the pitch is low for ball number two. So Costin holding off on giving the fans what they want. Here in the top of the third inning, it's just past 2 o'clock. This is WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. 2-2 the count, and it is once again fouled back by Costin. And so Costin will keep working out there. Costin, a freshman from Indiana University, who joins the Rafters after playing some high school ball at Millbrook Prep. His pitch is inside for ball number three, a 3-2 count. Now, Boston didn't play this past season with the Hoosiers, but the previous year he had played pretty well at Millbrook and been strong at Millbrook his entire high school career. Still looking for some collegiate experience, and that's why he comes to the Northwoods League. 3-2 count. This one's hit high in the air into shallow center field. Shortstop running back. Center fielder running up on it. Makes the catch. Tagging up from third and coming home. The throw is off the line, and that is another run coming home for the Rafters. Sacrifice fly for Pat Costin. Sends home Drew Thompson for run number three. It's 3-1 Rafters. Two outs here in the top of the third inning, and it brings up the right-handed hitter, who is the ninth man in the batting order, J.J. Garcia. Righty-righty matchup. Thomas trying to get through three innings. He's already set a season high for innings pitched. He's gone 2 2/3. As this one is a high bouncer over to shortstop. Picked up 6-3. Did they get him? And yeah, just in time, even though Garcia tried to race it out, couldn't quite do it. And so that does it for the third inning. But once again, the Rafters do add a run. They score one run on one hit. There's no errors, and the Rafters leave two on base. It is 3-1 entering the middle of the third. We'll be back after this on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
This is the chef of love, Chef Gennard, TV host and restaurateur. My grandparents harvested their land to sell food and share this overflowing bounty with our community. Grandma said, for every yam we pick, we give one away. In the world they cultivated, I love preparing and eating dinner with my family on Sundays. When our resources changed, food assistance programs sustained us. They gave me fuel to start my first culinary business at 16 years old and inspiration to donate the extra food in my community. Through my life, I've developed an appetite to work with others to ensure everyone has access to the nutritious food we need to thrive. Together, we can help end hunger. Come on, join the movement with Feeding America by volunteering, donating, and advocating. Learn more at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ag Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Into the bottom of the third inning, and Anthony Mateo has a little bit of momentum behind him. He's got a two-run lead where the Rafters find themselves up 3-1 in the bottom of the third. Mateo thrown just 33 pitches through the first two innings. Not too bad, staying relatively efficient and trying to keep going. The Rafters starters this season haven't fared too long into games, and none of them having reached five innings pitched yet. The longest outing was four innings from Tristan Krusenberry back in the season opener. Since then, no Rafter has gone four innings as a starter, although last night Kenny Schultz going 4 2/3 innings. That was the longest appearance of the season so far for the Rafters. As the first pitch here from Mateo is a little bit inside for ball number one to the leadoff man, David Hogg. Hogg, he led off that first inning, drew a walk, but here it's a pitch that's right there for strike number one. 1-1 the count. Mateo brings the ball to his glove, and then the glove right in front of his face as this one is fouled back and lands in the stands as it brings the count to 1-2. This one is hit high in the air in towards shallow center field on the run. Clayton diving. Did he get there? Yeah, he did. Oh, man. A little bit of a quick start from Clayton, but he's able to get there in time, and That is out number one. What a catch by Royce Clayton Jr. in the outfield, and another web gem for the Rafters. One away in the bottom of the third. The Rafters certainly picking it up here as they try and get a game that's so far been relatively low scoring. That pitch a little high for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Jacob Coase at the plate, left-handed batter, pops this one up. Left side of the infield, should reach the stands, and it gets out onto the concourse for a foul ball. 1-1 the count. Coase 0-1 on the game. He struck out looking back in the first. The 1-1 count, fouled back once again by Coase. And Mateo just keeps working ahead in counts, and you just love what you've seen from him recently, especially when it comes to that location. The 1-2 is a swing and a miss, and he gets the man to go down on strikes. Coase back to the dugout. That's the second strikeout of the game for Anthony Mateo, and there's two away in the third. Lakeshore trying to get something going offensively. On the season, they have really struggled to get runners aboard. Team on-base percentage is .359, but this one fouled a well-hit ball, but out of play, and 0-1 count for Brody Rasmussen. .359 OBP, .222 batting average as a team. 0-1 count, fouled back into the netting. Makes it 0-2. Mateo trying to go 1-2-3 in the third inning. Brody Matt Rasmussen down to his last strike of the at-bat. Here's the pitch. This one's hit up the middle, and that's into center field for a two-out single. Trying to get a rally going. The home crowd gives him a round of applause. Brings up Nate Gray with two away and a runner on first. Nate Gray, the first baseman for the Chinooks, right-handed hitter. Gray hoping to get this offense chugging along. He is a sophomore from Tucson, Arizona. First pitch to him is low and away for ball number one. Listed as a pitcher on the roster, he's similar to Drew Thompson in a way that he's a two-way player, at least at this point in the season. Taking off from first, but it's a pop-up towards center field. Royce Clayton running forward, and he'll make the play on a jog, and that is out number three. So Clayton makes two catches, and Anthony Mateo gets a strikeout. No runs on one hit, no error. It's one left on base. It's still 3-1 Rafters, trying to keep adding to it on offense when we come back here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is peanut.
I can just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
So the Chinooks down two runs to the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters here in the top of the fourth inning and trying to get things rolling along here. The Chinooks are turning to a new man out of the bullpen, and that is the man Robinson, who comes over to the Chinooks. Robinson, a guy who comes from Western Kentucky. Aaron Robinson, a left-handed hurler, number 38 for the Chinooks. He replaces Cohen Thompson after Thompson finished the night with, or should I say afternoon, with three innings pitched, two hits, three runs allowed, one was earned, four walks, and one strikeout. First pitch to the left-handed hitting Mason Onati is a little low for ball number one. Onati, the leadoff man, this is his third time up at the plate. And he hits this one straight over to shortstop, 6-3, should be an easy out, and it is. That's one away here in the fourth. So brings up the right-handed hitting, Royce Clayton Jr. with one out, nobody on in the top of the fourth inning. Clayton trying to kickstart the offense here is, well, Mason Onati on his way back to the dugout, he stopped Clayton and told him something. Got to do something about the approach maybe or the strike zone, trying to help out his teammates there, but a swing and a miss from Clayton makes it an 0-1 count. Clayton, 0-2 on the game. Reached on a two-base error in the first inning as this one is fouled out of play to make it 0-2. And Clayton struck out swinging his last time up. Back in the second inning. Had runners on first and second, too. It was a high-pressure situation. Unfortunately, didn't go the Rafters' way. 0-2 count with one out. And this misses low for ball number one. Aaron Robinson trying to keep up with Cohen Thomas was able to do in the second inning. And well, not too bad last frame either, although a little inefficient pitch count-wise as this one is fouled away by Clayton. So a 1-2 count here is... I think we can expect Anthony Mateo back out there for the fourth inning. He's only at 46 pitches. It was 79 pitches through three innings the other way, and a check swing here is going to be saying that he stayed up. So no swing there. 2-2 the count. Rafters three times through the order now, but swing and a miss from Clayton, and that's strike number three on the foul tip. And that's his second strikeout of the game, and it'll bring up Ashton Zacher with two outs and nobody on. And Zacher, the left-handed hitter, gonna try and get the offense rolling along and keep the streak alive of getting players on base in every inning. Not for the whole season, but this game, they had something similar going yesterday. The 1-0 is in there for college strike number one, a 1-1 count. Zacher, though, from the College of Southern Nevada. Usually a catcher, he's one of three on the roster, is that pitch misses low for ball number two, 2-1 count. Zacher is designated hitting today. He was behind the dish yesterday, though. So did get a little bit of defensive action. This one up the middle, straight over to shortstop. Six, couple of steps over to three, and that is out number three. So the Rafters go three up, three down as Aaron Robinson deals for the fourth frame, and we stay at a 3-1 game into the bottom of the fourth. We'll be back after this here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Back to business. It's Anthony Mateo. He's been cruising through three innings so far. Just one run allowed. He's feeling pretty good about his day. One run on four hits. Left three runners stranded, and I think maybe more impressively, just the one walk through three innings. It's a lot different from the last time we saw him, where he walked five batters over three innings. So he's got to feel pretty good about his stuff right now, and only at 46 pitches on the game. Seems like he could go at least one more, and hoping for even more than that. No, Rafter has gone more than four innings pitched this season, but, well, Rafter's starter, I should say, is that one is a breaking ball that misses outside for ball number one to Esteban Garcia. Garcia, 0-for-1 on the game. Left-handed hitting batter takes the 1-0 for strike one. So a 1-1 count here, and Mateo still trying to prove himself. He struggled in his limited action with Alabama A&M as this one is fouled back by Garcia. 1-2 count. Had an ERA a little over 8 in 2024. In 2023, it was very similar. He's combined for 100 innings over the 2 years. This one is hit back to the mound. Mateo's there, and he's easily got it. 1-3 for the putout. Flips it back to first for Drew Thompson. And that one, nice little play by Anthony Mateo. Seen a couple comebackers here early in the season. I feel like that comebacker rate is a little bit higher than I'm used to. But, hey, the guys are making some plays out there, and Anthony Mateo no different. 11-0. Brings up the right-handed hitting Jack Cleveno, the catcher for the Chinooks. Nobody on, one out in the bottom of the fourth inning. First pitch is skied in the air towards shallow right field. Thompson going. Now it's the second baseman, Ruiz. He can't find it, though. And Thompson had thought Ruiz had the ball, so he backed off. But Ruiz lost it in the sun, so it's an error that ends up going in the favor of Jack Cleveno. Over on to first base after it, and runner on first with just one out.
Number six, Tyler Breeze.
Well, I guess that one's a single. Okay, then, that one missing high for ball number one. 1-0 count for Tyler Preece. Preece singled back in the second inning. 1-0 count here is hit over to shortstop. Six. Onate tries to flip it over to second. Early slide back to first. Can't get two, but they do get the lead runner over at second. That's a great throw by Mason Onate. Fading away, gets a powerful throw over to second. Gave Ruiz a bit of a chance, but couldn't quite get it to first in time. So Jack Clevenot is forced out at second base. Tyler Preece ends up at first on the fielder's choice. Owen DeShazo now stepping into the batter's box. Right-handed hitting right fielder. It's the righty-righty matchup, and this pitch is on the lower part of the strike zone for strike number one, 0-1 count. Runner taking off. It's hit down the third baseline. That gets into left field. That could be scoring a run. It's into the left field corner. Here comes the throw from Kobayashi. Cut off at third by Skinner. And now Onate with it. He can't get it home. It's a one RBI double for Owen DeShazo. So makes that a 3-2 ball game in the bottom of the fourth. Rafters still have a lead on the scoreboard, but it is just one run that separates these two squads. Owen DeShazo, he ripped that one. This one fouled back by Colin Sr. for strike number one, 0-1 count. Sr., right-handed hitting second baseman for the Chinooks. He has a runner on second base with two away in the bottom of the fourth. Mateo looks back to second. Runner taking off for third. The throw on down. They got him in time. Oh, yeah. Out number three. Caught him stealing. What a throw from behind the plate by Pat Cosson on the money. And the tag applied by Luke Skinner. And that ends the inning. So a caught stealing finishes off. But an RBI double by Owen DeShazo makes it one run on two hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. It's 3-2 Rafters as we hit the fifth inning of action here in Lakeshore. We'll be back after this on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Score special rebates on a new AC this summer at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a brand new Bryant air conditioner and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. Comfort Air has done whatever it takes to keep your friends and neighbors nice and cool for more than 25 years, and they can do the same for you.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving Central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Well, the Chinooks, they cut it to a one-run game here in the bottom of the fourth inning, but the Rafters a chance to extend that lead back to two or more runs here in the top of the fifth. It was an RBI double in the fourth inning from Owen DeShazo. It's only been RBI doubles that they've scored runs on. As this pitch is outside for ball number one to Drew Thompson. Thompson at the plate. 0-1 in the game. Reached base both times. This pitch inside for ball number two. He reached second base on a two-base error in the first. He walked in the third inning as this pitch is in there for called strike number one, a 2-1 count. The Rafters scored two runs in the top of the first inning. Lakeshore responded with one in the bottom of the frame as this one's a fly over into right field. Outfielder tracking under it who makes the catch for out number one. So one up, one down in the fifth. Aaron Robinson back to work out there. He had a very efficient first inning of work back in the fourth. Went three up, three down through just 12 pitches. He's retired his first four batters he's faced today and goes up against the right-handed hitting Kobayashi, who grounds one over to short, 6-3, and that's another one pitch out for the Rafters. Two away here in the fifth. Flying on by as Rafters try and get this offense jump-started. They added those two runs in the first inning, then they scored one more in the top of the third. That was thanks to an RBI sac fly from Pat Costin. Lakeshore just responded by making it that one-run game in the bottom of the fourth. Showing bunt here, Chris Diaz, he tried to put one down but missed it, so it's an 0-1 count. Diaz taking a practice swing now. Seems like maybe he'll switch up the approach. And hits one over to shortstop. Six, back on over to three, and that's a 1-2-3 inning. One of the quicker ones you'll see, just a few pitches in the inning, seven in total in the fifth inning, and the Rafters go three up, three down. It's still 3-2 as we hit the bottom of the fifth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Aaron Robinson is really dicing up the Rafters right now, but Anthony Mateo, he's been pretty quality through four innings of work so far, just the two runs allowed. And trying to keep it going. He's back out here for the fifth inning and trying to be the first Rafter to complete five. The longest outing of the season has been 4 2/3, set last night by Kenny Schultz. As the first pitch here is on the outside lower corner for strike number one to Collins Sr. 0-1 count. Sr. was at the plate to end last inning. The 0-1 just misses low to bring it back even at 1-1. And he was at the plate, but after the 0-1 count, saw a caught stealing at third base. This pitch inside and hits off the tip of the club from Pat Costin. Rolls a little bit away, but nobody on, no harm. 2-1 count. Rafters pitchers this season have struggled with location, but not so much Anthony Mateo this game specifically, is That one is fouled away, 2-2 count. Still just the one walk through four innings of action after walking five in three innings of work. His first start of the season, this pitch, breaking ball, misses low and outside. Back to a full count. Senior 0-for-1 on the game. He grounded out 5-4 back in the second. It's not grounded out. Fielder's choice 5-4 as this one is blown out right over to second base where Noah Ruiz is able to be under it for out number one. So Ruiz makes the play and brings up David Hogg back to the top of the order for the Chinooks. Lakeshore still trying to produce some runs. This one's a close game. It's 3-2 in the bottom of the fifth. Rafters been in a couple close ones this season. Go back just a couple games ago, the home matchup against Wausau, 13-11 the final score. Here, this one is a far cry runs-wise from it, but similar feel as that pitch misses low for ball number 1-1-0 count. Well, outside of the Rafters had a six-run lead in that game, and this pitch a little bit low, so brings it to a 1-1 count. Rafters were up six in that game against Wausau, but a little bit of a comeback, and then they were able to finish it out up two. The 1-1 is a little away for ball number two, 2-1. Hogg on the day, he's 0-for-1, drew a walk back in the first inning. His last time up, though, he flew out to center field. 2-1 count is a swing and a miss to make it a 2-2 count. Mateo, he's up to 66 pitches on the game right now and still cruising along, 2-2 count. Fly into right field, running up on it, Diaz, who makes the catch for out number two. So Diaz able to pick it up. And that's two up, two down here in the fifth as Jacob Coase tries to keep this inning rolling along. Mateo still looking for that three-up, three-down frame. He was close in the third inning. Had the first two batters retired, but then allowed a single before retiring the last one. Here he gets a pop-up into shallow left field. Running back, running out, and not able to be caught. It lands in fair territory. Running over to second base. The throw down isn't in time, so that's going to be a double for Jacob Coase. Three guys all running over to it, but a weird spot would have had to be an over-the-head catch in order to make a play on that. Luke Skinner and Mason Onati over there both running out to it. And in left field, Hirota Kobayashi running up to it, but none of those three were able to make it to it in time and just dropped in between the three. Quick mound visit here as Ziggy will come out and talk with Anthony Mateo, and makes sense, especially with his pitch count getting up close to 70 pitches, but seems like he's going to stay out there. A man warming up in the bullpen, and Ziggy walks off. Mateo stays on the rubber. So guy warming up for the Rafters, can't quite see the number down there, but seems like they're getting ready to take out Mateo, but hoping that he can go five and would be in line for the win if he finishes it this inning. Trying to go that five to get his first win of the season. He's 0-1. He took the loss back in game number two in Green Bay. So they're going to give him an opportunity, and with a runner on second base, two away, it's up to Brody Rasmussen, who fouls this one back and brings the count to 0-1. Rasmussen, 2-for-2 on the game, both on singles. His last time up, he singled in the third. The other time, it was a single in the first. In the first inning, he also came around to score. 0-1 count. Runner getting a little bit of a lead there, but a ball called as missed a little low and away. 1-1 the count. Nate Gray on deck, if it gets to him this frame, 1-1 count. This one's a high fly ball into right field. Hand in the air from Chris Diaz to block out the sun, and he'll make the catch for out number three. So can't quite go 1-2-3 in the frame, but Anthony Mateo goes through five innings. Pretty strong. Mateo up to 71 pitches on the game, but a strong 71 pitches in that frame. No runs on one hit, no errors, one left on. Rafters still up 3-2 as we hit the sixth inning of play here at Lakeshore. We'll be back after this on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I pushed through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Well, Aaron Robinson's starting to remind me a little bit of Aiden Wagley from last night's game. In case you remember it, Wagley was dominating the Rafters for the Rivets as he ended up going five innings for Rockford and really shutting down the Rafters over those five innings before he was pulled out of the game and really stalled off all of the momentum that the Rafters had building that lead early on in the game, but hoping not to do the same thing here against Aaron Robinson. It's a first pitch swinging strike from Noah Ruiz. 0-1 the count for Ruiz. Right-handed hitting second baseman gets this one over to the left side of the infield. Nice pickup over at the shortstop. A long throw, but it's off the line and would have been a tough out, but probably going to go down in the books as an error based on the way they've been calling the game, but we'll wait for the official call here, and looks like that's going to go down as a hit, actually. It was a pretty similar play to the other ones. Could have gone either way. Back in the first inning, there were a pair of these. Back in the first, Royce Clayton Jr., he had a very similar play. Same with Drew Thompson, both reaching first, but they were able to advance over to second as the ball got away. Here, a swing and a miss from the left-handed hitting Pat Costin to make it 0-1. A leadoff single from Noah Ruiz. And Costin swings through this pitch to bring it 0-2. Once again, Costin trying to do something here. He has yet to make the fans happy as the beer batter of the game. Probably his last opportunity as the alcohol sales will end. Probably after this. Probably won't get another at-bat before then. So just got to fight through the fans one more time. As takes that one low for ball number one. 1-2 the count. Noah Ruiz over on first base. Nobody out in the top of the sixth, Rafters up 3-2. High bouncer down the first base line, but foul and goes over towards the Lakeshore bullpen. So Costin stays alive. Still trying to pick up that second hit as a Rafter, but he got his first yesterday, but takes that pitch on the lower part of the zone for strike number three, and that does make the fans happy.
fans get to receive half off domestic beer.
So Noah Ruiz with the leadoff single with a strikeout of Pat Costin, and it brings up J.J. Garcia, the right-handed hitting shortstop with a runner on first and one away in the top of the sixth. This one's still very, very close, but plenty of time to go as the three first pitch is fouled straight back. So an 0-1 count to Garcia. Garcia, 1-for-2 on the game. He grounded out 6-3 last time up. Hit a single over to second before there. He comes from Stephen F. Austin as that pitch is a little low for ball number one. 1-1 the count, but didn't play for Stephen F. Austin. Previously, he had played for El Paso Community College in Texas. Swing and a miss here brings it to a 1-2 count, and he had dominated at the JUCO levels there. Back in 2024, he had a stretch of 9 straight multi-hit games, batting .491 over that time. Ended the season with an 1188 OPS as he checks his swing here, and he did go around, and that's strike number 3. So Garcia heading back to the dugout, and there's 2 away here in the 6th inning. Back-to-back strikeouts from Aaron Robinson. Robinson still cruising along, although did allow his first base runner of the game with Noah Ruiz. Mason Onati was the first batter that Robinson faced. Lefty-lefty matchup, and this pitch misses low for ball number one. Onati, the shortstop for the Rafters, who came in yesterday, drew a walk in his first plate appearance of the game, but been retired the last 2 times. His pitch is a little outside for ball number two, 2-0 the count. Last time up, grounded out 6-3. Before that, it was a center field flyout. Here he swings and misses at the 2-0 to bring it to a 2-1 count. Over at first base is Noah Ruiz, and he's shown the want to take off for second. He's tried to steal some bases, but he's been picked off a pair of times and caught stealing once. Here's a chopper straight back for a foul ball. 2-2 count to Onati. But I wonder if Ruiz was told to stay a little bit closer to the bag here and maybe not take off, or if he still is going to. Taking his time on the mound, Robinson fires. This one's over to shortstop. Had the shortstop moving, but the throw to first is in time. They got him 6-3 on the putout. A little bit of a slow throw, but didn't matter as Onati is retired for out number 3. So the Rafters get a leadoff man aboard with 1 hit, but they leave him stranded and don't score any runs. And it is still 3-2 as we hit the bottom of the 6th inning here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Swing for the fences with Solaris FiberFast Internet. Whether you're watching the Rafters online or going head-to-head in your favorite game, we've got the speed to keep you in the zone. No buffering, no strikeouts, just home run service from your hometown team. Proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club. Locally owned, locally invested. Get in the game at Solaris.net.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver.
It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Still a beautiful night here from Lakeshore, where the Chinooks are hosting the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. This is WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Austin Thomas. Joining you on the call today is the Rafters are finally turning to a new man on the mound. It's a guy who started the game a couple nights ago, Alejandro Morales. Morales, a left-handed pitcher, trying to give them a new arm to switch it up from the mound. And Anthony Mateo, his night is done after five innings pitched and allowing seven hits but only two runs. Both of them were earned. One walk, two strikeouts. Doesn't hit anyone with a pitch, doesn't balk, and he also didn't have a wild pitch in the game. Great job from him as the first pitch from Morales misses low for ball number one. Nate Gray up at the plate. The end of the night, end of the afternoon, I should say. Anthony Mateo throws 71 pitches through the five innings. He's in line for the win right now, and the first pitch from Morales misses low. And very second pitch is makes it a 2-0 count. This one again missing. It's 3-0 to Nate Gray. And Morales, he really had a tough time with walks his last game. And can't find a strike there. It's a four-pitch walk to Nate Gray and a leadoff base runner aboard. Morales did appear earlier as a starter for the Rafters, but in that game, it wasn't really one to remember.
16, Esteban Garcia.
Pitched a total of two innings. He issued six walks. Also hit a batter with a pitch as the first one is in there for strike number one to Esteban Garcia. So this is kind of a get-right game for the Southpaw. And this one is laced into center field, but Clayton should be there. He's trailing over to the right and makes the catch for out number one. So gets a nice little out right there as Morales trying to work through this one. He had a really interesting first inning at Wausau back when he started, and in that game he ended up allowing eight of the first nine batters to reach safely, but didn't allow a run until the 11th batter of the game. This one is fouled straight back for a foul ball, 0-1 the count. So Morales does a good job of keeping the guys on the base paths where they're at. Limits damage, but is still hoping to not allow as many base runners. Runner on first base, 0-1 count with one away. The pitch misses high to Jack Cleveno for ball number one. Back even with a 1-1 count. Cleveno, he singled in the fourth. That was his last time up. Also grounded out 5-3. This one ripped down the left field line, but foul. So the count now moves to 1-2. Nate Gray has had a pretty good game so far. He's over on first base, trying to keep that rolling along. Up on the mound, Alejandro Morales still trying to get through his first scoreless inning since the game against Wausau, as this one is popped foul and out of play. Morales from Cal State Los Angeles, hometown La Puente, California. Looking over to first base. Now Morales brings it home, but misses inside. So the count will move to 2-2 now. Morales this past season. Struggled in 11 innings at Cal State LA. But he's been to a few different colleges. 2-2 count is hit high in the air. Going back into shallow left field is Onati. He makes the call, makes the catch as well for out number two. So that's two away here in the sixth inning as Alejandro Morales finding his stuff and maybe the move to the bullpen, a good one, as this is his first appearance out of the pen for the Rafters. And he didn't start too much in his collegiate days as this pitch is fouled straight back and almost went into the press box here, but not quite. We were close. I held my hand out, so did other guys next to me here in the press box. 0-1 count with two away, runner on first. Pitch misses low and outside, and it's a 1-1 count. Tyler Priest at the plate. Priest wearing number 6 today. He's a right-handed batter. Hits this one into center field, and it gets down in front of Royce Clayton Jr. That's a single for Tyler Priest, and there's runners on first and second with two away for the Chinooks. One-run game here, so watch out. Morales got to do some damage control, and well, the Rafters hoping to get it over to the next one, and Tony Torres, the closer, been used in the late inning situations in a lot of games. He is eligible to play in the game tonight, despite him going in both games yesterday. That was one calendar day. Pitch misses low for ball number two, so a 2-0 count. Torres had been used on back-to-back days earlier in the season. Took an off day and then pitched in both games yesterday. Could be back for some late inning action here, but we'll see, as this one is a foul ball down the first base line. 2-1 count, but the Rafters have to get into that position first. Morales trying to bridge that gap, and we'll see if he's able to bring it all the way himself, then you don't really got to worry about Torres. Morales has shown that he can give you the stamina that he needs. Obviously was a starter, as this one is another foul ball, this time straight back off the bat of DeShazo. And DeShazo, the right-handed hitter at the plate, he is 1-for-2 on the game. Doubled his last time up. It was an RBI double in the fourth inning. One that was just ripped down that left field line, and this time he gets a hold of one into deep left field. That one is way out of here. A monster shot from Owen DeShazo, way over the left field wall, and it is 5-3 Lakeshore in the bottom of the sixth. Owen DeShazo making headlines here in Lakeshore, as after that three-run shot, he's got more RBIs than the Rafters have runs. It's 5-3 in the bottom of the sixth inning, and Wisconsin Rapids, after Anthony Mateo's great start, they find themselves down two runs here in the sixth. First pitch to Colin Sr. is outside for ball number one. 1-0 count is hit high in the air towards right field. Going back out to it, Chris Diaz, and he makes the catch for out number three. But three runs come home to score there on two hits, no errors, nobody left on base. It's 5-3 Lakeshore. Rafters got to get some runs when we come back here in Lakeshore after this on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryan experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
So going back to yesterday's game against the Rockford Rivets, the first...